Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Frozen, frozen, heroes. Gonna tell you about frozen, frozen, heroes. Gonna tell you about
comic books,
costumes,
facts,
boots,
and other stuff.
Welcome into Bros, Foes, and Heroes and our polls of the week. I'm Zach, joined as always by the... I'm not going to do the Magnificent Marvelous. I'm just going to call you Mason, if that's fine.
Mike always gets adjective.
That is very true. And I don't want you to think that you're less than Mike, because you're not.
No.
Y'all are easily on the same level if you're not ahead of him. So I don't want you to think that you're below him. So I'll just make sure to do two.
I was really tempted to make this racist.
Hey. The Marvelous Magnificent Mr. Mason. There we go. There's two back to back.
That's too fucking right.
Anyway, I have been terrible and have not caught up at all when it comes to the current realm of comic books. But I'm going to lean on you to kind of get me caught up to where we are right now and what we have coming up and what to look forward to.
Yeah, even telling people what we're doing. We haven't done this in so long.
That is true. Let me go ahead and, I guess, break it down since we haven't. Usually what we do here is we're able to go over the weekly pulls that we have, look at, you know, what we're reading, what we're looking forward to, either new or also sometimes we talk about, you know, some of the other stuff we get into. I have been either out of town or sick or just away for a while. And through all of this, I have not read anything current. I was just telling Mason before we started, I've read a lot of old stuff here lately just because, like, I'll swing by the library, pick up like a collected edition. I would take it when we went on trips, and so I'd like read while I was gone. I've read a lot of old stuff, just haven't caught up necessarily on the newer stuff. And so that's where then that should catch us all up to where we are right now. But I know that there have been some things that have released since I've fallen off that I do want to get into in both Marvel and DC. I know that at least DC-wise, it might have already started or it's about to, but Tom King's about to start on Wonder Woman.
I think it starts September.
They did a new, what, Batman Brave and the Bold?
Yeah. Issue two of that came out.
And then I also know there were some new number ones over going on with Marvel too. So I have a lot to catch up on, and I'm going to just rely heavily on Mason right now.
Yay.
To at least help me as we talk about some of the things that have happened then over the past couple weeks that we might have missed. I'm trying to think of where I was. I know. Let me look at Marvel just a bit to see what's come out lately.
Black Panther number one and Incredible Hulk number one came out.
Okay, how are those?
Black Panther one was pretty decent. It was really busy in terms of art, but still good. I didn't read the last Black Panther one. The way it ended, he's exiled now.
Oh, okay.
He's still an Avenger, but now he's no longer the king. And this is him. The first issue, he goes to one of the poor. Not to say poor, one of the worst off regions of Wakanda. Is like, I never come here. I'm gonna come here. I'm a Batman it for a bit,
okay.
Or I'm a Daredevil it for a bit.
So okay, doing I like that.
Decent so far. Incredible Hulk. It's going back. It's going off because it's picking up, kind of trying to pick up the pieces from where Immortal Hulk sort of left off. It's going back to more horror monster.
Okay, that's good. I like the Immortal Hulk.
Philip Kennedy Johnson, Nick Klein. The art was really good. Writing was pretty good. Interesting so far. Another new character was just introduced.
That's nice.
Some new freaky demon villains.
Okay,
so.
I usually like the more horror aspects when it comes to Hulk stuff. I do also know in the time since we've last met, and I don't know how much you read it or looked into it too, but I think that Frank Castle is now officially dead again in the Marvel universe.
From what I remember, I believe he didn't die at the end. He just kind of retired, I think.
See, I thought, okay, I guess I should have said.
I assumed he was going to die.
Yeah, I could be wrong. Potential spoiler alert, I might be misremembering, so it might not be a spoiler alert at all. But either way, the Punisher in general as a character is ceasing to exist right now.
For a while, at least.
Yeah, at least for a bit.
He's probably never coming back, but yeah. I mean, that sucks, but
it does. I think that's a character who, at least for me, it's funny. I had a conversation with somebody about this the other day. It was a character that I think started out one way and then just the wrong kind of people started to
incorporate it.
Yeah. And identify with it, because I don't ever think, at least for me, and I think that, you know, other people who have written it would tell you that even though he's a hero, you're not supposed to, like, be cheering for Frank Castle in a way.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Exactly. Right? It's what, to me, Frank Castle's story has always been what vengeance and revenge can do to a guy. And it just kind of breaks him down. And it's just showing what the extreme can do. And I've always thought of that way as a great story-wise. Yeah.
But it's not like he's not killing just civilians. He's killing, bikers, gang mobsters, members, cartel members, mobsters, pedophiles. It's like,
yeah, no, he goes after it's just, I always looked at it more of a, not necessarily a cautionary tale, but kind of in a way there too, of if these heroes fall into that too much. It's okay. I just read, and I told you about this, the Death of Jean DeWitt. I'm sorry.
DeWolf.
Thank you. Which was phenomenal. Peter David story.
Yeah, with a Sin Eater, right?
Yes, both of them. The 4-issue run, and then I think a year later he came back and did another 3-issue one. Mm-hmm. But it was all really good. And the thing that I found really interesting about that storyline is there's a part where once Spider-Man, and I'm not going to say spoiler alert because this came out in like the 80s, so if you haven't read it by now, where Spider-Man finds out that the main villain and the person who killed the police captain that everybody kills about is the guy he was working the case with. And so he kind of feels betrayed and he loses it.
Yeah.
And he just beats this man within an inch of his life. And when the character comes back a year later, he is like a crippled version. And it's Spider-Man dealing with like, oh, I did that to him. And it's just really good storytelling. So I'm trying to remember why I went down that route. It had started with what we were talking about before.
Punisher.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you know, stories like that, I think the cautionary tales can work great like that. But I give it – nobody – that's the thing about comics is nobody's gone forever. So he could come back eventually.
I remember he didn't even actually die.
Yeah, so I could be misremembering and just trying to make that happen. I was reading also, sticking in Marvel, Clobbering Time there for a bit. I know I need to catch up. That was always just a fun kind of – beat him up, and I loved the art for that with Hulk and Thing, and then I read the second one with Hulk and Wolverine, and I think I read the third one, but I don't remember who it was, but I was enjoying that series a lot too. What else from the Marvel ranks am I?
There's been a lot coming out. That Cult of Carnage event just ended. No, not Carnage. There's a Carnage event that just ended with Miles and Red Goblin. Did you get, I know you didn't get Ultimate Invasion, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was really good. You need to read Ultimate Invasion.
Okay,
really
so good. I'll add that to my list then. Do I need to read anything before, or can I just jump straight into that?
You literally can just jump right in. I guess awesome. Just if you have familiarity with the Ultimate Universe.
Okay.
If you don't, then like you're just going to be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Avengers number 2, okay, a couple weeks ago was really good. I dropped Guardians. It was okay the first 2 issues, but I was like, this is...
Just moving on to something else. What is it that is...
It's building up to whatever this Grootfall thing is going to be, where Groot's now like a planet-eating monster.
So he's kind of like Ego in a way? Well, Ego, I guess Ego's not planet-eating.
Ego and Galactus. He's like planet-sized, but he also eats planet. It's weird. It's supposed to be building up to how that happened.
Okay.
And like it's cool and all, but I don't know.
I'm with you. I know that you'd been, and I might be speaking out of turn, I know that you had been reading the, what was it, Cosmic Ghost Rider there for a bit, or did that wrap up?
I picked up the first issue of that. That was okay. Mm-hmm. I'm behind on that. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff.
You're doing
stuff.
Far better than I am, though.
I'm still loving Ghost Rider.
Okay.
The arc just ended there. And What came out this week? Also, Daredevil is about to end next month.
I saw that.
I've read 13 this week. That was actually really freaking good.
It's still Chip, isn't it?
Still Chip and Marco. Their last issue is next month, and then they're restarting at number one in September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so they didn't go too many. Well, I guess it'll end with 14?
Ends with 14, but if you count Devil's Reign and the first... how long? How many issues did their first...
Because
they started in 2018.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Talk while I'm looking this up.
I remember the
36 plus 14 is 50. If you count Devil's Reign, can't. It's 56 issues.
Okay.
I got 50 issues. So actually, yeah, that's 50 issues. That's pretty cool.
That's a nice little even number there.
We didn't need that god dang number one reset, but what I don't make those decisions.
Sometimes again with all these books that I've read about comic book history and stuff, and they talk about how, people get more on board, obviously, when you release number ones. I've always looked at it, at least for me, that should be a jumping on point, but you should
not halfway through a story.
Exactly. And it also shouldn't be a number one every time you start a new arc then either. It's not like, here's 1 through 12. All right, here's one again. Here's 1 through 6. Here's one
they
again.
They did that with Shang-Chi a couple of years ago, whereas a number one went through 6 issues, then another number one like 6 months later, but it's still continuing the story.
It does.
They did it like 4 times.
There's something I miss about having Batman 498 and like Superman 757. I like having, granted there were different places like you can enter and come in, or maybe not Superman. I know they restarted Superman numbering with John Byrne and Man of Steel and stuff, but... I'm just saying
the high numbers are fun.
Exactly. I like it being around enough. I like thinking, man, if I wanted to, I could go back 200 issues and still read stuff. But, that's not to say that these still aren't connected in some way. It's just, it's hard for me to kind of 1 through 6, 1 through 4, 1 through 2,
trying to remember what I've read. Did you read Wonder Woman 800?
I have it. I did actually pick that up. I have not read it yet.
I skipped to the end. I feel bad. I hadn't been reading anything beforehand, so I would have been lost. So I just literally read the prelude introducing Trinity.
Yeah.
That was okay. The Vigil is a pretty decent, pretty good book.
Okay.
It's a new... did you even know that was a thing?
No.
Only issue 2 came out last
okay,
month.
So what is...
It's a new... it's part of their We Are Legends lineup. It's a new... I'm going to say South Pacific. Team, like the India, that kind of region of superheroes. They form their own super team or like a covert super team and they do covert stuff. It's pretty decent so far.
Okay, that sounds really
cool.
Interesting,
art and
actually.
Cool powers, actually.
Okay. The Vigil?
The Vigil, yeah.
Okay,
only
I'll
two
have
issues
to check
in.
That.
Superman number 5 was really good.
I was really enjoying. I've read the first 3 there and I've enjoyed that so far. So I'm sure I can pick those up here soon and get right back on board.
I'm forgetting everything else. Green Lantern number 2 came out last month too. Was really good.
Okay, so I think I read 1. Are you liking the Green Lantern for the most part?
The first 2 issues, yeah. I'm gonna have to stop for 2 months because of fucking night terrors. I might pick up because issue 2 literally ends with a "to be continued" in night terrors. Like I really don't want to have to read that to keep the story up.
Yeah.
So I might pick because I believe pretty sure issue 1. Yeah, Night Terrors number 1 Green Lantern comes out. I'm gonna give it it's ran by Jeremy Adams, so I might pick it up and skim it to see if it actually matters.
And
I really don't want to have to pick up anything of this damn event. It started last week, but now it officially starts.
So how many titles it's not across the board, is it?
Well, it's Night Terrors, and then there's Night Terrors, all the other titles, but all the other titles look to seem to be stopping and then picking up after Night Terrors. So, like, there's Night Terrors, like, Action Comics 1056 came out, it ends, but it says, and then at the ending text of that issue, it said, "to be continued after Night Terrors." It's like,
putting everything on hold until then?
Putting everything on hold, doing Night Terrors, whether or not you have to actually read them, that's the thing. I don't want to have to read this damn thing.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I don't even know anything about Night Terrors.
Their nightmares come to life, some shit like that. I don't know.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
It's cool concept, and a lot of cool art is coming out, but I don't want to. There's so many.
I guess it's stopping
everything for 2 months.
It's troublesome in a way, I guess, when you're like into an arc and then you have to wait. Mm-hmm. Because I know my brother was
reading. Lantern was 2 issues in.
Yeah. It seems kind of early.
They finished an arc.
Yeah. Going in right in the middle of it doesn't make sense. Like, you would think that maybe they could go to, like, issue 3 or maybe just finish the arc and then let
Anyway, I'm not DC.
The last couple of months from Image, I've been still got. I still got something epic, which is still cool. Rogue Sun, which I still really liked. Yeah. The Bone Orchard Mysteries released a new book, which I haven't read yet, but I have. Not a lot from Image these last couple of weeks. Nothing that we've talked about. I mean, next week, I guess we'll skip to where we're for next week. Actually, I have not. I don't have a lot for next week. Actually, I'm getting Moon Knight 25. I'm still reading Moon Knight. Nice. I'm still loving that book. It's an oversized issue, which is annoying, but I'm not getting much next week, so. Getting that Rogue and Gambit number 5. I'm really hoping they don't break them up at the end of this. I have a feeling it's going to happen, but I don't want it to. And then Immortal X-Men 13.
Okay.
I'm getting back into X-Men a little bit.
Nice. I'm so far out of X-Men. We've talked about that before. Yeah. I need to get back in.
Well, they're about to start a whole new Fall of X event. I don't even know what it's going to happen at the end, so we'll see.
Maybe I need to wait till after that. Then I don't. Maybe I just never feel like there's a good point for me to jump in.
There really is never. What else?
Well, it's from Marvel's recovery. Captain Marvel ended with issue 50.
It was really good closing off. I read Doctor Strange number 5. Remember, I read number 1.
I read number 1,
I dropped off 3 issues.
I read number 1 and number 2.
I picked up 5 just to see where it was cat going. And like, I'm kind of interested still.
Okay.
I'd like this last issue was Clea's mom got married.
Okay.
And they're trying that, like, because like someone's hunting down the people who killed Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's continuation from Death of Doctor Strange, so we got it. So they're like, I'll get married to this guy, so we can defend each other. And then now, like, it ends with spoilers. There's a general General Stephen Strange who's like going around killing people, killing his like the people who killed him. So it's interesting.
Hmm. Okay, I could maybe get on board on that. Then maybe I need to pick back up Doctor Strange though.
I mean, it was a good issue. What else is coming out next week? I keep yawning. I'm trying not to keep yawning.
Oh, you're good. I need to just swing by and just go through the shelves and be like, all right, I need to get that. I need to get that. I need to get that. And just kind of have a moment where I'm able to just catch up on everything. And then I feel like I'd be, you know, kind of all set to go. I know that I want to pick up the Batman Brave and the Bold, just because, you know, I've always been a huge Batman guy. I'm going to try that out. I still need to pick up Wonder Woman 800. Or no, I'm sorry. I already have Wonder Woman 800. I need to read it also so I can read the prelude at the end. Get ready for Tom King's Wonder Woman. And has The Flash already got to?
They already did an 800. They haven't started. They did. The number 1 hasn't come out yet. I think they're waiting until after Night Terrors.
Okay.
That's why everything's coming like September.
Got it. So there's a lot of stuff, obviously, that's coming out after Night Terrors. So everything's just kind of, I guess, on hold until they're able to finish that.
Yeah. I do know that in a few weeks, Ultimate Invasion number 2 comes out. Not much this week, but next week.
Big stuff?
The Hawkgirl book comes out.
Okay.
If you're excited for that. Go forward. I believe the Hellf... No, wait, no. Oh, it's later in the month.
Okay.
Blade starts in 2 weeks.
Is it a new, like, from the number 1?
Yeah, new number 1. Blade number 1 starts in 2 weeks. That's actually
I'll be down for that. Oh, speaking of, I don't know why that made me think of it. I read, or how you feel about spoilers and stuff, or even the Deadpool movie in general. I saw they announced a certain casting for Deadpool 3, though.
Yeah. Well, let's see how much they're actually in the movie, and I'm betting it's going to be just like the X-Force in Deadpool
2. I'm sure.
They're going to show up and just get brutally murdered.
But that'll be fun enough for me in a way on that.
Especially with one I saw confirmed is like, who? No one asked for this. The Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, after it was announced, I was like, okay.
I like Jennifer Garner, but no one liked her Elektra movie.
No, I don't think that was her fault. But then, so obviously, if that's the case, then I wonder if, like, you know, I've heard them talk about Affleck as Daredevil, so that'll be funny to see, too.
That'd be honestly hilarious.
It would be. But so, tons of great stuff coming out. I need to catch up for sure by the next time we do this, and I will have at least be more current until then.
Definitely read Ultimate Invasion.
Okay, and I will make sure to pick up Ultimate Invasion. That is the one that I need to. Okay,
yeah, I think you really like it. All right. If you like the Ultimate Universe,
I like the Ultimate Universe, so I will pick up Ultimate Invasion then.
Also, Big Game starts in
2 weeks. Oh, okay, I am down for that.
Yes, I forgot about that. Did you ever finish Nemesis?
Yes, I did.
Did you that freaking ending with Wesley showing up? I was like, I did not see that coming.
Yes.
I don't know how I didn't see it coming. I forgot. I didn't think they were owned by Image, but
I didn't. Well, that's the thing. Like, I read it, and so that was I think we haven't talked about it. So I hadn't read the
Wanted.
Wanted. Mm-hmm. So when I first saw that scene at the end, I had to be like, huh? And I went back and looked it up, and then I was like, oh, okay.
He's really pulling out all the stops, especially yes. When you look at it, there's like all these characters are going to be in, all these stories are involved. Like some of these, I don't know how the hell they're going to tie in, but yeah, we'll
see. It'll be interesting.
I'm just worried based on the solicits. I really do not want this to be the Nemesis variety hour.
The
solicits are making it look like Nemesis versus everybody. It's like, well, I don't really want
Nemesis versus everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I like Nemesis.
Yeah.
I get Mark Miller really likes Nemesis, but.
Is it
I like a lot of other characters more than him. I don't want him just be going murdered around, killing them all.
I'm with you there. Like part of the
Huck,
story.
I really am excited for Huck to show up. I really don't want him to get murdered by Nemesis.
No, I'm with you. Part of the like fun that I've always had with the Nemesis books too is like while Nemesis is fun, part of the cat and mouse with him with like whoever he's hunting has always been, you know, like super entertaining to me too. Mm-hmm. So.
You know, nightclub's supposed to be involved and which ends in a few weeks, and then Magic Order, and then the ambassadors are involved too. I have all six of those issues. I still need to read 3 through 6.
I still need to read the Magic Order.
Yeah. Well, there's 4 volumes of that, so that might be a little tricky.
Maybe I'll just read
I read the first one and I just haven't picked up the rest.
Do you enjoy it though?
The first one was decent. It was good. Cool idea. It's magic, so you can have fun with it or not like it.
Well, fair enough. All right, so tons of great stuff to look forward to. I know that I have a lot of reading to do, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So when we meet again, which will probably be in a couple weeks, because I'm having to have mouth surgery, so it'll be hard to talk.
Well,
next
Big
week.
Game will be out by then. So
we'll have to talk about Big Game then.
Yes. Definitely.
So there we go. We can next time we meet, we will talk about Big Game.
Hell yeah.
There we go. All right. Thanks as always for taking the time to listen to us, guys. And until next time, stay safe, everybody.
Dolly Con.
Pros and heroes, gonna tell you about pros and foes and heroes, gonna tell you about.
This has been a Rogue Media podcast.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.